Hello and welcome to Bunkum. It is me, your internet favorite Dan Grubb, and I am so excited to finish up this Redressers arc with episode 10 that I want to jump right into it. No intro, just a very short commercial announcement from this week's sponsor, and then we'll jump right in. This episode of Bunkum is brought to you by the all-new Zam Disinfecting Laundry Detergent. The only detergent with the blinking lights built right in. Are you tired of having to install Christmas lights and a disco ball to make laundry day fun? Now Zam comes with the lights pre-installed, so you can rave the undies clean. New Light Up Zam eliminates the drudgery from laundry day and removes the bore from your chore. And don't forget the amazing new Zam Stain Additive. Does doing the laundry seem pointless? Has washing your clothes left you filled with ennui and without direction in life? Do you miss the good old days when you'd take clothes from the dryer only to find a big ugly blotch on your favorite shirt, and then you would get excited because your life had purpose and you had to go back to washing the clothes all over again? New Zam Stain Additive is here to save your life. Only Zam injects the stains right into the laundry. Fulfill your dream of your life having meaning today with Zam. It's Bunkum! When we left our heroes, they had stopped being heroes and blown up the Statue of Liberty as their first act of evil as servants of Satan. Like you do. Also, the monkey who they pretended was Sun Wukong the Monkey King met the Buddha, gained Sun Wukong's powers, and gave herself a name. Donut. She then took off to meet the Redressers at the Statue of Liberty to stop them from doing any more evil. The Redressers, Episode 10. After a very unusual somersault, Donut found herself at the rubble that used to be the Statue of Liberty. She leaped on top of a giant toe to get a better view. It would have been just a jump, but her newfound powers upgraded it to a leap. As she steadied herself from the leap's unexpected impressiveness, Donut scanned the scene for the Redressers. She spotted them as they took turns making out with the chunk of statue that contained the mouth. What a bunch of creeps, right? Donut assumed a heroic stance, pointed at her newly evil former teammates, and shouted, "Hey, Lady Liberty didn't give you her consent!" The Redressers turned to face her. They recognized her and started laughing.
"Look out," said Catherine. "That banana's loaded."
"Ooh, that just burns me up." Donut looked around, excited about the potential banana. When she saw there wasn't one, she got really embarrassed. That embarrassment manifested itself as anger, which then led to shame for allowing her anger to distract her from Buddha's teachings. Just then, Buddha appeared two toes over from her.
"Hey, Donut, how's it going?"
"Not great, sir. Those guys blew up the Statue of Liberty and made fun of me. It's making me really upset. I'm not controlling my emotions or letting go of my ego at all."
Don't worry about that. There's plenty of time to shed the baggage of earthly life. Right now, the bigger issue is those guys causing trouble."
"So it's okay if I get mad and take things personally?"
"What's important is you're aware of it and work to improve it in the long run."
"I don't know. That sounds like an excuse."
"Think of it as training wheels. No one finds enlightenment in one day. We'll work on clearing your mind tomorrow. Right now, you gotta stop these jerks from wrecking more symbols."
"Okay. Thank you, sir."
Donut leaped at the Redressers. This time it was a fully intentional leap, and her form was inspiring. She shouted,
"Monkey rise!"
and grew until she was 100 feet tall. She shouted,
"Monkey staff!"
and her magical staff materialized in her paw. She swung it at the Redressers and knocked off 5 of them out over the harbor. Carl quickly waved his hands and created a huge portal in their trajectory, which popped them out behind Donut. The force of five people hitting her at full speed knocked Donut prone. Catherine smirked and said,
"Let's get rid of that stick, eh, little monkey?"
She grabbed the butt of the staff and turned it into water. Can you believe it? As her weapon splashed away, Donut rose to her feet. Though she was much larger than her opponents, she was outnumbered. She tried kicking at them, but they dodged nimbly.
"Donut," Buddha called, "I gave you other powers."
"Like increased awareness and control over my pulse?"
"No, like finger lasers." "Yeah, finger lasers, dude."
"Holy crap!"
Donut yelled. She spread her fingers out and fired 10 lasers at the redressers. She only hit Frankenstein and Catherine, but they were all terrified.
"This is amazing. Thanks, Buddha."
Frankenstein shot a death beam at Donut, but she shrank down to 50 feet and it went over her head. Dwayne shot his machine guns at her, but she turned her body into Kevlar and the bullets bounced off her.
"Jeez, I can't believe I used to like these guys."
Well, not Dwayne. He always kind of sucked. Anyway, Mia looked around for anything technological to take over, but she only saw a bunch of dumb old copper and concrete. Heh, how about them all natural organic apples? Just then, Scranninflon appeared.
"To me, my redressers," he called. "Hey, what gives? You're making us look bad up here."
"It's that monkey," Mia said, not mentioning her inability to contribute to the fight in this setting. "She somehow got Sun Wukong's powers, and we can't stop her."
"Oh, man, is that Buddha guy up here? Ooh, I hate him. He's like a walking coexist sticker. Okay, I'd better power you guys up."
Scranninflon wiggled his nose, and the redressers were suddenly much buffer. Dwayne and Carl were now well over 6 feet and covered in veiny muscles. Frankenstein was now 10 feet tall and looked more like a Hollywood action star than a stitched-together pile of corpses. And Mia and Catherine were now standing back-to-back and wearing sports bras, knee-high boots, bikini bottoms, and random straps on their arms and legs. Mia's hair was now purple, and Catherine's now had a white streak. They also had the strange urge to make out with each other. Mia looked over at Scranninflon, who is staring at them with a big, pervy grin. Gross! Mia and Catherine shook their heads to clear the horniness, and all five redressers punched the air in front of them, each discharging different types of energy. Dwayne's was plasma, Mia's was electricity, Frankenstein's was dark energy, oh, who cares? Donut fired her finger lasers back at them, and all the various beams met in the middle, pouring more and more power into a bright ball of energy. The ball exploded, knocking all six of them back on their butts. Wow!
"Aw, come on!" Scranninflon shouted. "This isn't working at all!"
"I know," Buddha said. "This is ridiculous. We'll be here all week at this rate."
"Forget it," Scranninflon said. "I'm calling in our fleet."
Scranninflon tapped a few buttons on his gauntlet, and within seconds, hundreds of starships came out of hyperdrive in the sky above New York. A loudspeaker from the ship in point position crackled,
"This is Pandemonium One reporting in."
"All units, fire!"
Scranninflon commanded. Just then, Buddha drew a mystical sign in the air, and another fleet of starships appeared overhead. They immediately started firing on the Pandemonium ships.
"Great job, Nirvana," Buddha said into his earpiece. "I knew you'd get here in time."
"Time's a construct, sir,"
Nirvana Red Alpha replied.
"We're concerned with higher things, like kicking some infernal tail."
"Attaboy," Buddha said.
The redressers and Donut looked up at what would surely be the greatest science fiction movie of all time if anyone wants to buy the rights from me, when they suddenly disappeared. They rematerialized in the cockpits of the lead ships for their respective sides. Donut with Buddha and Nirvana Red Alpha, and the redressers next to Scranninflon in Pandemonium One.
"What's happening, sir?" Donut asked.
"I guess it's time you knew. This was all a proxy war in the eternal battle between Scran and Flans and my rival alien empires.
That's mind-boggling and all, but shouldn't you be worried about the innocent people down there? They could get killed.
Oh, right. Buddha wiggled his fingers and the Earth disappeared. Sorry to scare you like that. Earth was a hologramic arena we created to play out our moral conflict in more concrete terms. The space battle raged. Every second, more ships from the opposing alien races exploded into dust. Before long, the only ones left were Pandemonium 1 and Nirvana Red Alpha.
Oh, poo, Scran and Flan said.
The universe dissolved to reveal Scran and Flan and Buddha sitting on either side of a sophisticated video game console.
Looks like another tie.
Shall we play again?
Scran and Flan sighed.
It's so tedious. Can't we just do it directly?
You mean with our fists?
Yeah, why not?
Well, okay.
The two beings stood up and started kicking and punching each other. Neither was getting hurt, so the fight was pointless. After a few minutes, Scran and Flan said,
Nope, this still isn't getting us anywhere.
No bodies, then?
No bodies.
Both the beings dissolved into amorphous clouds that slowly grew. The clouds slammed into each other, intermingling and then pulling apart. Each collision resulted in a few particles of each cloud winding up inside the other cloud, then being destroyed by their equivalent of white blood cells. After several millennia and countless collisions, both clouds had only experienced nominal losses.
This is getting us nowhere, Helen said.
I can't believe it, Methuselah said. Over 8 billion simulations, and we're still no closer to determining if people are generally good or evil.
Seems like it's mostly determined by the almost random conditions you grow up in, with some influence by the characteristics that you're born with, Helen said.
Yeah, I know, Methuselah said. I was working on the same experiment.
Why are you being so expository?
Why are you being so expository?
Donut mumbled. She stirred, realizing that she'd been talking in her trance. The Redressors, Buddha, and Scran and Flan had stopped fighting among the rubble on Liberty Island and were staring at her.
Heh, I guess you heard all that, huh?
Everyone nodded.
Then I guess we can just cancel the fight and move on with our lives.
Everyone shrugged and shook hands. Donut looked at the camera and winked. I read over the last sentence.
Looked at the camera and winked, I said. What am I thinking? This is audio.
Ugh, this arc is so stupid. I'm not even posting this episode. I crumpled up the paper I was writing on and threw it on the floor in disgust, quitting my Redressor story forever. As I walked away to drink 7 more coffees, the wad of paper looked at the camera and winked.
The end!
Uh-huh.